Somebody is beefing with Diddy, but he better sit his little fine behind down.
Oh, all right. And Garrett, you're going to like this. Finally, a nanny you can trust. See why Shakira's former nanny is getting a special shout out in her new video. Ooh. Plus, Ariana just took a grande trip with a new man, but what you got first, Brad?
All right, y'all. Ooh, it's been a rough couple of months for our girl Britney Spears since her hubby Sam Asghari filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. And you know she loves to dance on IG, man. Well, now she's keeping her dance moves sharp, pun intended, by bringing butcher knives into the mix. Y'all, she dropped a video and said, "I started playing in the kitchen with knives today." Well, y'all, somebody must have told her people would think that she was crazy because an hour or so later, she adjusted her caption and added, "Don't worry, they're not real knives. Halloween is soon." And she included some see no evil monkey emojis. What y'all think?
Them is real knives, yeah. Girl.
We heard them. Listen.
Okay.
This is, okay.
She must be crazy.
This is scary.
I used to hear that music in the background when I go to the mall.
Yeah.
The poor dog in the background. The two of them.
The two little ones keep standing back. They're like, we don't want to be in this, dog.
Man, I feel so bad for her. Like,
really?
Yeah. I do. Like, I want her to do good. I wanted her to show the people that offer her little thing, whatever they had her on punishment, that once she got off, she would be great and she would thrive.
Right.
And now it's like, we see why.
Yo, like, because she's doing everything that you would want to protect people from. She's going outside, touching people, marrying random strangers, playing with knives when no one's around. Like, this is what the conservative show
is
for.
Those are not fake knives. They even look heavy. Like, you hear the clink clink in the back.
Yeah, don't dance with knives. It's definitely something they were like, at some point they're like, Britney, look, dance with the spoon. If you got to dance,
not the knives.
Not the knives.
Not the knives.
Like, she's going to give herself an accidental haircut with the velocity in which she's swinging them things around, you know?
Bless her.
Just a little off the top.
Catch her with some Band-Aids soon if you don't look out.
Oops, I did it again.
Right.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, well, there's no knives in this next story. Just some cutting words.
I see
get
what
it?
You did there.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. At least that's how it was intended. So, before Diddy and Young Miami, it was Diddy and singer Cassie, who were off and on for about a decade, right?
Yes.
And then they broke up in 2018. Then Cassie married Alex Fine, and they had two kids. Mm-hmm. Well, last year, Alex seemed to shade Diddy by wishing happy pride to his LGBTQ+ friends who are in the closet and gotta move on. Mm. Gotta Move On is one of Diddy's songs, by the way. And now he's doubling down on the accusations. Alex commented on a video of Diddy, and look, I don't want to get canceled. So, Gary, would you say what he said? Say what he wrote?
He's so old and fruity.
Whoa!
And then he included the little rainbow flag and an old man emoji. Why?
Woo! Alex said that about Diddy?
Yeah. He wrote in the comments about that.
But yo, that's some white smoke!
Like, yo, he's shooting from the seats, y'all. Like, that's crazy.
What was that about?
But think about it, Tamar, y'all. He got that honey from Cassie.
That's a real uncle.
You're gonna get the details for the people closest to you.
Nothing about Diddy. He got that from Cassie. Well,
are you alleging that she?
I feel bad saying this.
That Cassie
dude,
with Diddy's
Alex,
beard. Is that what you're saying?
Wait a minute,
got the information from Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cassie done seen something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
That's why. And he upset Tamar because he broke.
Alex.
Yes, Alex. He's a damn prank.
He's not Diddy wealthy.
Okay.
That's obvious.
He broke then. He broke.
A lot of people are broke by those metrics.
Definitely broke.
When broke people broke, they talk about people.
Well, someone else is out here in these streets throwing shade.
Who?
It's Shakira. So, check this out. It seems like Shakira's nanny, Lily Melgar, supposedly told her about Gerard Piqué having an affair, and he fired her on the spot without pay, allegedly. Well, it seems that Shakira is giving out reparations because she cast Lily in the video for her song El Jefe. Oh. Basically, she calls the situation messy and sings,
"This song's for you, since you wouldn't pay to the severance."
It was in Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yo, what's wrong?
I would give anything for, like, a whole... HK, you gotta cut a whole Shakira track. Like,
I'll be... Shakira. But that's wild, though. I mean, but, like, I also get it, though. Like, yo, you on my payroll and you over here dropping dime on me? Like, I understand why he would fire her.
Yeah. He was wrong for firing her. Well, he shouldn't have fired
no,
her.
No, she shouldn't have been in their bins.
But she shouldn't have stayed out of it.
There it is.
But
she
Maria
still had her job.
There that. Yeah.
Maria didn't fire
her. We're not talking about Maria and all that. Okay, go on now. Well, y'all, moving on. It looks like Kerry Washington is spilling all of her personal tea in her soon-to-be-released memoir, Thicker Than Water. Now, in a recent interview, Kerry shared that she was let in on a big family secret after telling her parents she was considering appearing on the hit PBS show, Finding Your Roots. You know, the show where celebrities trace their family history with their DNA? Ugh. Well, y'all, after Kerry's parents found out she would appear on the show, they panicked and called up the host, Henry Louis Gates Jr., to ask his advice on breaking the news to Kerry that the man she always knew as her father for 40 years, Earl Washington, is actually not her biological dad. Ooh, and Mr. Gates suggested they tell her before appearing on the show, which they did, and the news apparently turned Kerry's world upside down, y'all. Mm. Wow, what do y'all think about that?
Devastating.
Ooh, that hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it speaks
for
volumes.
For 40 years? Jesus.
That's a long time to, like, know something is the truth and find out it's not, but it also speaks volumes on people named Earl. Like, Earl would definitely take a person in and raise them like they're their own. Like, okay. How many bad Earls do you know?
I think we got it cleared up. My understanding, because I was, like, reading about it, is, like, there were some fertility issues, and so they had to go through a sperm donor, and that's how this happened.
If I raise you, damn it, you're my child.
You're mine.
Yeah. You're mine. Period, honey. Mm-hmm. All that going search the world over and all that stuff, honey, no.
That's true, but you still want to know.
No, you don't want to know. You know right now what I know.
But she wants to know. Because if you feel the disconnect between the person that you thought was your dad right. and you know the person who probably identifies with you a little bit better and more is somewhere out there, you want to try to get a hold of that guy.
Well, they should have gave your ass away then.
What?
No, it wasn't that. She wasn't adopted. They used a sperm donor.
Oh,
they
well,
used a sperm donor.
Same damn difference.
All right, y'all. Oh, boy. Here we go.
That's the real scandal.
Let's get to the real scandal today.
Scandal!
Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater appear to be going strong despite all of the drama, y'all. Apparently, videos and photos were captured of the couple locking arms while walking around Disneyland Friday night. Reportedly, the Wicked co-stars were joined by a couple friends while getting a tour from a park guide, and it seems as though they were trying to stay low-key and under the radar. They're wearing baggy sweatshirts, they had baseball hats, but of course, fans still spotted them.
But out of all the places you could go to maintain a low profile, Disney World is not that place, because it's people from all over the world going to Disney World, so like, you got people from France spotting you, yes. You got Germans spotting you.
And you're
the
Ariana Grande. Yeah. How do you think people are not going to notice you?
But what's the Disney World and Disneyland? Because it's a big difference.
Okay.
LA people go to Disneyland on dates and
I
stuff.
Was looking at it. Yeah, it was definitely Disneyland.
Yeah, land is a little
smaller. Different for us LA people.
Yeah. Oh, really? They were definitely walking through future land, like the world of tomorrow, if you know your stuff.
It was me and Vince first date.
Really?
At Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Is that what won you over?
He gave me the Disneyland stare, and it was over with.
The Disneyland
really?
Stare?
Yeah.
What's the Disneyland stare?
Disneyland is like very, very romantic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It is.
Because when you ride, you
ride,
hold hands.
You like a kid.
And he buys you ice cream and little cute things.
Yeah, I'll never forget. It was over a chicken sandwich. It's the best chicken sandwich I ever had in my life.
Really? So, Brandon, you and Judah go to Six Flags?
No, bitch.
What?
I mean, because that's the closest
they
to Disney.
They gonna bond over a turkey leg?
Okay. The turkey leg is good.
Not the turkey leg.
Well, up next, honey, did Beyonce's new challenge almost end up in a brawl?
Ooh.
The Gihetto, honey. We'll explain that for you,
Brad. Not the Gihetto.
Gihetto.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
The Gihetto.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, as we all know, there's a part of Beyonce's Renaissance tour called the Mute Challenge in her song Energy. She says, look around, everyone on mute, and the whole stadium is supposed to get quiet. Now, fans take this challenge so serious that people will get cursed out or even worse for making noise during this challenge. Now, this one guy had to learn the hard way. Y'all, check it out.
He had it coming.
Oh my goodness.
Yo, he was white and couldn't help it. Like, you know, like anytime it gets quiet in a spot, especially like something
that's
festive,
that's when you want to scream.
People want to make some noise. So if you're not really plugged in and know like the resume and what you're supposed to do in that song,
they knew.
You're going to say something.
The Caucasian urge to go woo when it's like when it's real quiet is strong. It's strong, yo.
It's like It's like an involuntary reflex, right?
Yes. They take this serious, honey.
Yeah.
I think if I went, like, my ring alarm would go off.
You know what I'm saying? It might go by your house. Like, yeah, man. I would call you. I would be standing, right, and I would, right, just so your phone rang.
Yo, what up?
All right, y'all. It's time for...
Ticket or Skip It!
And baby, this is one I think everyone might want to see. Okay, there's a UK show that has made its way to our TVs called Naked Attraction, where people date by starting where a good date often ends, and that is naked.
Oh.
Check it out.
Being faced with six no, but I feel like I should have done.
What do men and women really find physically attractive?
Wow.
This is fantastic.
Wait a minute, holy
go. Picking a partner based solely on their natural
whoa,
beauty.
This is a lie.
Yeah, this is a
lie. I've never met anybody like this before, and I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
Wow. Let's find out by dating in reverse.
Who are you going to pick for your
date? Oh, they're
date?
Doing a lot.
This is the hardest decision of my life. Oh, my God.
Naked Attraction.
Oh, I feel like we should all probably watch at least 10 minutes of this show.
Yeah.
Just to, like...
That's because you're single, hot, and bothered, okay?
Yeah, son.
I want to watch it, but I don't want to be on it.
Yeah, I want to definitely watch it, son. I'm going to be glued to the TV.
Oh, my God.
Just the conversation.
Just to see how these people react.
Yeah.
But would that be some kind of discrimination, though?
What?
Because everybody's not... equally.
What? Yeah, what?
No.
What?
Everybody's not equally what? Yoked.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
Listen, men can get the short end of the stick here. Just saying. Like, that's like.
Of course you can't tell them, but still.
Studios are cold. You're nervous.
It's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah. And, like, watching the trailer, I was more so concerned, like, yo, like, how will they edit this in real time? You know, because, like, I know, like, HBO Go ain't going to just have them just out there, you know what I'm saying, full frontal, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yeah, well.
They're going to put the happy faces.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know.
But that's,
that defeats the purpose of the name of the show. So they must be showing this in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, that is one less conversation you need to have.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the conversation? You got to have the conversation?
You better. You ain't got to wait to feel it. You just see it right there.
Yes, like that. What happened to surprise? What happened
Nobody
to a nice, good surprise?
All right.
All right, so coming up, Drake and Charlamagne Baby are beefing, and we have Drake's clapback. That story plus much more when we come back.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, what they beefing about?
Some queenness.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, another day, another celebrity beef, and this time it's Drizzy Drake versus Charlamagne Tha God.
Again.
It's a rematch. So Charlamagne hopped on the mic during a recent episode of the Brilliant Idiots podcast and said, "No one cares about Drake's new single, Slime You Out, featuring SZA." Well, Drake didn't take the criticism too kindly, and he clapped back on social media by posting a photo of the radio host with the caption, "And deep thought about how you the off-brand Morris Chestnut."
Wow.
Then Drake went in even harder, pause, and came through with a quick post and delete message that said, "Are you okay, Leonard? You kind of weird me out, G. Like, you're really obsessed with me or something. For years, like, you look in the mirror and you wish you saw my reflection." And then called him a goof.
Wow.
Should've stopped at that.
Goof?
Yeah. Like, when you call somebody a goof, because, like, you go, "I'm not a goof."
Yeah.
And then you're a goof for even saying you're not a goof.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, these two at one point in time did call a truce, and now they back at it. You know, what's going on? Is this like
love.
The light-skinned Ja Rule and 50?
That's love,
you know,
honey.
What? Yeah.
That sound like love to its finest.
Not love.
Yes, honey. Because they got stuff out about Charlamagne, and they got stuff out about Drake. And now they just joining forces, and they just having a little tiff.
Nah, I like the way you... But maybe they just really genuinely don't like each other.
But that's still queenish, honey. You gonna call out another man saying you looking like Marvis Chestnut?
Yo, why are you calling them people queens?
Because that's some queen action, Tamar. You know that all the queens you be around, that's queenish.
Well, Canadians are very polite. So, like, you know, so even in their insult, they will actually, like, insult you by saying you look like another prominent individual.
That's so weird. It is kind of a weird thing to be like, you get confused for this other sexy man. You know? It's like, oh, what? Well, what in the Jumanji is going on here? Brat, we finally found a celebrity who has more pets than you.
Oh! Really?
I know. Get ready, guys. And it's none other than Drake's good friend, Millie Bobby Brown.
Okay, we love
11
her.
From Stranger Things. things. Millie is the modern-day version of Dr. Dolittle. She's got some goats, dogs, donkeys. Honestly, it's too many animals to remember. And you know what? I'll just let her explain. Check this out.
Wow.
Bernard the donkey, Lemonade the pony, Cardi B, Slick Rick, Biggie Smalls the goats, Norman the sheep.
Yep.
Bellatrix the rabbit.
Yeah, so hip hop superstars and Norman.
And Norman is the sheep, yeah. I raised him in my bed.
Okay. Well, clearly she loves animals.
But I bet her house.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what animals are the hip hop?
Like, she was talking so fast that it took me a while to, like, you know, untangle that language.
Slick Rick.
It was like Slick Rick and
Cardi
Biggie.
B. They all goats.
Because there's certain animals that are, you don't see in people's houses for a reason. And I'm sure, like, a goat is just doing whatever it wants, walking around chewing wires, can't find your iPhone cord. You know what I mean? Like,
the goats are in the house?
Yeah, she said she was the bottle feed one of the goats.
The lamb.
Oh, the lamb.
The lamb is different than the goat. We love lambs. Yeah. Lambs are a little fragile.
Oh, really?
You'd have a lamb in your house?
If he was little and needed my help, yeah.
Oh, rescue lamb.
Yeah.
You rescue
it? I've always wanted, like, a little... You know, there's a big epidemic in Atlanta with, like, just lambs roaming the street out
rescue
here, man.
Lamb.
Like,
who can ignore all of the lambs you see?
Help me out, Brad. I'm doing bad.
And I'll be the sucker.
Well, coming up, baby, honey, did Kim Kardashian steal Kanye's new wife? Look, Lord. Baby, that tea when we come back.
Lord have mercy.
It's a cute little rescue lamb.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. Okay, y'all, now let's get into this.
What the heck?
Oh, Lord. So Kim Kardashian done shaved all her hair off, Lord.
Oh. No.
Well, I'm sure it's just a wig, but after being on the first cover of CR Fashion Book 10 years ago, Kimmy Cakes made a comeback serving some Jada Pinkett, Sinead O'Connor realness.
Yeah, it's kind of iconic. I ain't even gonna hold you. It's an amazing picture.
What's iconic?
This picture is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
For me, it's giving a little Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It is giving a little Rocky Horror. Thank
it's
you.
Editorial, yeah. It's all day amazing, y'all. Like, amazing.
But, like, if that is a wig, like, on a scale of really great to, like, you know, Tyler Perry, like, where do we rank this wig?
Oh, Lord, that's a good wig.
Where's her hair?
I thought she had actually shaved
it
all
but
off.
They got some real fine braids under there. Her hair is, like, pretty thick and long for it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With people that wear good wigs and honey, they have be abundant.
Gary, I hate him.
What is he talking about?
Are you talking about
I'm ignoring him.
Are you talking
on
about Jesse Wu?
No.
Are you talking trash on Jesse?
No.
Well, man, what happened?
He said we work with people who hide their hair under their wigs.
I don't wear wigs, girl. Okay.
That's what I said. You talking about Jesse Wu?
No, I would never talk
about
my co-worker.
Jesse got really long, pretty hair, actually.
Yeah, who are you?
Uh-uh.
She has really long, pretty hair, actually.
Who are you talking about, then, Gary? Because you're wrong about every woman.
Every one of us.
It's like Tamar and Gary, man.
You really tried it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.